From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. President Donald Trump is taking steps to make good on a campaign promise on trade issues, issuing new executive orders to step up enforcement of penalties imposed for unfair trade practices, and officials will begin studying the causes of trade deficits.
The jobs and wealth have been stripped from our country. Year after year, decade after decade, trade deficit upon trade deficit, reaching more than $700 billion last year alone. And lots of jobs.
The U.S. Commerce Department and the Trade Representative are supposed to report their findings on the causes of trade deficits to the president in 3 months. Administration officials say some trade deficits happen because other nations create products that can't be made or made as well in the United States. In other cases, unfair practices are to blame. The White House sent mixed messages Friday about former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn's offer to cooperate with congressional investigators looking into contacts between President Donald Trump's campaign advisors and Russia if he is granted immunity from prosecution. First, White House spokesman Sean Spicer.
But I think that the interesting thing is if you actually stop for a second and realize what the president's doing, is that he's saying do whatever you have to do to go up, to make it clear what happened, take whatever precaution you want or however your legal counsel advises you.
Spicer's remarks was in contrast to a tweet earlier in the day from President Trump that agreed Flynn should seek immunity for testifying. The highest-ranking Democrat on the House Intelligence Committee, Adam Schiff, said it would be premature to grant Flynn's request, citing their investigation is not complete. This is VOA News.